This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Hello, America. Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paw here just coasting through 2020 with Jeremy Shear.
That's me.
Tabitha Jones.
Still here.
Kyle Honhorst.
Yep, live.
That's our introductions. Now let's get down to business. What do you guys know about this piece of shit, Bobby George, that owns the, what do they call it? Town Hall?
That's the one. He also, I believe, owns the Hairy Buffalo.
Gross.
Yes, the family founded the Hairy Buffalo, and I guess he inherited some places. I kind of saw the first round of stuff, like when Scene did a piece about him, because he refused to fire an employee that told a customer to go back to the country they came from, which is incidentally, fuck Bobby George's stan. We should all go there. And then today I saw that he was, he's very adamant that all his employees return lest he rat them out to the government and they lose their unemployment. So it's lose your unemployment or come back to work sans mask. So this is the piece of shit of the week on the Ad Hominem Attack Show. Although
you're very
purposeful attack.
You're very fired up about this one. You're like, can we talk about this? And I was like, sure, man. You're like, well, fuck this guy. Fuck him.
Oh, man, I just, like, he posted, like, three comments in a row about, like, basically threatening to get these people taken off, like, to report them to unemployment and shit like that if they don't come back to work for him. And then I talked to Alex, a friend of the show, Alex, and she sent me a whole bunch of stuff about this dude, like, making women weigh in before their shift.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That kind of shit, and just, this guy's up to all kinds of fucking shenanigans. And I just feel like if he were funny, people would have canceled him a while ago.
Well, he sells vegan tacos, so what can you do? You know, you can get CBD and coffee there. You know, it's, people don't care.
Do you think that ups his street cred, his libtard street cred?
No, it's just once you get into selling the crunchy food business, nobody gives a shit what you do anymore. You're already morally superior.
Yeah. Okay, well, you sell some vegan tacos and you can Louis C.K. all over town and everybody's cool with it.
It's a good idea. I'm just going to stand in the LVT women's bathroom. One hand's going to have a plate of tacos with beans only. And the other hand's going to have my dick.
Tabitha, what are you painting?
I'm painting an anniversary present for Dylan because I have no money.
Oh,
shit, when's your anniversary?
On Wednesday.
You're going to do it during the podcast where he definitely won't be paying attention.
He only works like two nights a week that I'm at home, so I have a very limited amount of time.
There it is.
There it is.
Arts and COVID crafts.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I just started reading up on this guy a little bit today, so I don't have a whole lot. But, you know, future episodes, I'm just in a mood. I just want to destroy people. I just want to ruin somebody's self-esteem.
And that's, like, a good person to try to ruin, too, because, like, he sucks, and everyone has known he sucks for, not everyone, because, like, obviously, people are still fucking going there, but it's not like it's fucking, like, hidden or anything.
I guess it's a pretty, everyone knows he's garbage already.
Yeah.
I'm also, juiced up on anger because I saw a video. This is like 17, 18-year-old girl in Bethel, Ohio. There were a bunch of bikers having an All Lives Matter rally protest, you know, a Klan rally without hoods. And this young girl went down with her sign that said Black Lives Matter and got shoved against a wall and punched in the face by a big-ass biker that took her sign, and the people of this shitty town that needs wiped off the map were cheering and shit, and there was a cop right there who made her leave and did nothing. So now I want to fist fight a whole city.
That happened a few weeks ago. I don't know, it resurfaced, but unless there was a new one, but it was in, what, Bethel, Ohio?
Yeah, Bethel. I got a ticket in Bethel one time. I was in a car accident. So I already have a pretty, like, I already hate Bethel. But it's really just, it's what every town between real cities is like.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's just
racist and meth.
It's where they film that scene from South Park. They took our jobs. That's Bethel, Ohio, and every other small little hillbilly town in between. Yeah, it's just. I mean, I don't want to say this, but I'm not surprised. You know, I'm not surprised that girl got punched in the face at a biker rally.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure they all went home and punched their wives in the face to celebrate, but their wives are asking for it.
Look, wife punching is an art in a small town. There's a way to punch your wife so that other people know you did it and know you did it with pride.
Right. She ran into a doorknob, officer. Lots of free swinging doorknobs in those towns. Pumping doorknobs out of a factory, which is the only job in the town. I got my job at the doorknob mill. It's like Somerville in Georgia, where I went to elementary, middle, and a little bit of high school. Somerville's exactly the same. It's such a shithole. Even, like, people that they thought were cool growing up there, just, like, no matter how punk they were in high school, they've devolved into, like, overall wearing hillbillies. It just, there's just no escaping it without leaving there.
Yeah, it's disappointing. That's how Brunswick is. Everyone who's still there fucking sucks.
It's the most annoying type of white people to me is the people that were like punk and shit in high school that are like Trumpsters now. But they're like 40, so they're still in some weak ass cover band or whatever.
Yeah, it's just people searching for an identity, man. That's all that is. They're not real punk.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the terms are. They're not seen enough, or I don't know what any of it means, because it wasn't my jam.
At the end of the day, they're not as mad at their dads as they used to be, and now they've turned into the old faggot.
Yeah, they need their dad to yell at them about a soup commercial to keep the hate alive.
My dad used to be cool, yeah.
So what's the update? How close are you to death's door this week, Jeremy? Are you closer, getting further away?
I slept until like 4 today, and I couldn't really get up off the couch. I thought I had the COVID for a second.
No.
And I was a hot mess, so I don't know. I might be dead.
Right now? Currently?
I might be speaking to you from the afterlife. You don't know that.
This is just the gaseous sound that comes out of your corpse. Just sounds like you talking to us.
That's exactly what it is.
Your death rattle is still podcasting.
It's Nick Yurig doing a Jeremy Shear impersonation.
I'll get you back. What else is going on? Have you guys been, I know Jeremy, obviously, you've been nowhere if there's not corned beef involved.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kyle, have you been back to the Funny Stop?
No, I haven't went since the one time.
Yeah.
I know Spider did a set up there. Wanda's up there this weekend, so I saw that on Facebook. Other than that, I don't know what's going on there. They're staying open. Nobody's getting sick there, you know, or at least they're not telling people. You know, nobody's reporting. You don't hear too many businesses going, yeah, we had somebody have it here. People have been real hush-hush about it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing what Pence told them to. Old Mikey P. So.
Yeah, I don't know. COVID sucks, dude. Whatever. I'm, for one, over it.
Yeah, I'm moving on.
Bring back the riots, you know? Those were fun.
That's the weird thing is there's still just as many protests going on. There's just less...
No undercover Antifa?
Yeah, less agent provocateurs out. All the white supremacists had to go back to their jobs at the doorknob mill. They're not out there framing people and shit.
They're essential.
I was telling someone today, our old friend slash co-host Ryan DePerda he's really on the precipice of getting questioned by the Secret Service, I think, any day. With all his woke ranting. But I was thinking that maybe we could come up with a scheme where we frame Chad Zumok for threatening the president and get Rhino off the hook and also get rid of Chad at the same time.
Well, I mean, it's going to be difficult to frame Chad Zumok because we're not 17-year-old gangster rap fans.
Well, fun Zumok fact, his bestie, Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
The very tight bros they are. So, it's a match made in heaven. One of them's egging teenage girls on to kill themselves, and one of them's trying to fuck them first.
Maybe Chad's like his, his Ray Donovan, where Chad just goes in and cleans up the mess.
AC colleagues.
Yeah.
That would be a perfect job for Zubok. Underage pussy wingman.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much I think that's why he kept opening for D'Elia. Is like, this is the job I was made for. Because the one thing I remember him saying is there's so much pussy at D'Elia shows.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, in Chad's defense, that's because Chris was leaving it all out there for him.
Yeah, D'Elia's
you guys aren't
looking... <'Cause it's> too old.
Fuck my opener. You are too old.
I'm 27, and I don't want to fuck him.
This is why I love Brett Thomas, because he's the anti-D'Elia. He's a young man fucking old women. If anything, Brett's the victim.
I think Brett's having the time of his life.
I don't think Brett's complaining.
Yeah, he should be. Should be having the time of his life.
Are you saying that in 10 years, Brett's going to quit comedy and be like, the reason is I got abused by all these older women at the Red Fox?
Yeah. This is why men don't do stand-up comedy anymore. yes. No, I think he's more likely to marry up like a rich older lady and quit comedy. Or maybe that's how he like really makes it, is they like invest in him.
Hey,
buy him a car to tour with and shit.
I mean, that's a good plan for any of us. It worked for, I know a couple people that it worked for until the money ran out and the patience from the wife.
Yeah, I got like a 60-something-year-old uncle that's found a 80-something-year-old lady that he's shacked up with. Because my cousin was like, man, she's going to die, and then he's not going to have anywhere to go.
That's how it goes.
That's why you got to Superman Returns Lex Luthor that shit. Get him to sign it off.
Be nice. It would be nice. I'd, you know, 20, 30 years older when you're in your 50s, get a nice fishing boat. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Well, if it's love, if they like it, I love it, you know. What, that old lady probably loves having a young, hot stud.
If they like it, I love it. The Kyle Hahn horse story.
No, it's probably not a good motto to live by, I suppose, now that I really analyze it, but, you know.
Yeah, this is just the Cold Stone sizes.
You it's like it, I gotta than, have it.
It's better than if they don't object adamantly, I love it.
Damn, Cold Stone's tight.
Yeah, Cold Stone is tight.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to make vegan Cold Stone and then fuck bitches when they're not looking at me.
I, too, also, I got to have that.
I would venture a guess that's how you've always fucked anyone.
No, I mean...
not because, not by your choice, but because they're compelled not to look at you.
It's very important that you have to look me directly in the eyes to make sure I haven't passed out.
You said, hope you've passed out wrong.
That's disgusting. There's nothing here. Yeah.
What's the bravest thing any of you guys have gone out to do? that you were like, ooh, this is kind of chintzy here?
Bravest thing. Probably yeah. Doing Sad Boys meetings is the bravest thing that I've been doing.
To be honest, yeah.
I went into a Walmart one night.
Jesus.
Why? The regular, like, Giant Eagle I go to all the time, like, grocery store, it's, like, it makes sense the way they have it set up. Walmart is, there was already a website called Walmart at Night. It's like that, but 24/7 now and a plague. Walmart's really become like they have like carts flipped over like a maze in front of the store to corral people to go in one direction. But just the way that they've utilized the shopping carts and shit, it really looks like The Walking Dead.
You haven't went to Steel Yard Walmart then. It is business as usual.
I'm sure. To be fair, the Steelyard Walmart could be like the scene of a race riot and it would still look like business as usual. Ground zero for your Helter Skelter.
I've had to go shopping there with my wife and we've filled up Polar Pop cups with booze and just walked around in shops in the past. And it's lit, fam.
Yeah. The Steelyard Walmart, you gotta wear those glasses from They Live to go.
I went in there, a couple weeks ago? I don't remember what for.
I came here to buy fake flowers and kick ass, and they're all out of fake flowers.
What did I go there for? It was probably something stupid. I don't know. Oh, I went there the night my dog died. Yeah, that's right. My wife got home and I ran there to get something. Don't remember what it was. That was a blur. And then I came home and killed my dog from going to the Walmart. So, no, not really. But, yeah.
That's what most people do when they leave the steel yard. Just get out of there, kill an animal. Yeah, I had a delivery at work down in there one time, but they had it all shut down. It was like one of the first weekend of the protests and shit. Weren't allowed in there.
Yeah, Walmart's across the country shut down when all that started going down.
So there's a lot about Walmart. It's like the main place.
What I think everything down there.
You guys live closer into Cleveland than I do. Do we have any offensive statues? Are there any statues that need torn down in Cleveland besides LeBron?
LeBron doesn't have a statue yet, does he?
I think
they
did.
Should tear down the Jim Tomey statue personally, but he left. He didn't do shit here. He got a statue.
Well, I have you know, Kyle, that he's the reason that there was a Tomey triple cheeseburger at McDonald's one summer.
He also taught millions upon millions of children the proper way to grab their dick and adjust it.
This is true.
Well, I guess he gets a statue then.
Yeah.
I guess it
is he grabbing his dick on the statue? Because he should be.
I don't think he is, but you're right. He should be.
Would the LeBron statue be accidentally pulling his dick out? Adjusting his shorts?
I don't know. I bet that LeBron statue has a full head of hair, though, whenever it comes out.
Full head of hair and some side pipe.
I've always thought there ought to be a Superman statue downtown. The Schuster and Siegel boys were from Cleveland. I know the house that one of them grew up in down there is like a little Superman museum.
Where's it at?
I forget what street it's on. It's like on the east side. It's all gentrified as fuck, but the original house is there that one of those guys grew up in.
I've heard of the Christmas Story house. I have not heard of the Superman house.
Oh, it's there.
Have you went to it? Like, I feel like that should probably get a little more play in the lackluster Cleveland tourist guide book.
I've driven past it working, but I never bothered to go in there.
Well, Chris, you're a big nerd. You should go in there and report on your findings.
Maybe I will. I don't know if the rooms are bigger than 6 feet.
Well, that leaves me out. I'm not going to squeeze through doors.
Is there a bird on your patio?
There's a bird on my patio, yeah.
Oh, he's loud as shit.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like in, it's in the
bird. I bet the bird from Aladdin could speak to it.
What would the bird from Aladdin say to this loud bird?
Hey! Shut the fuck up!
Yes.
It worked. Oh, God damn it!
Talking back.
No, your mother's a whore!
The bird from Aladdin is still responsible for my favorite slur I've ever heard. Yeah, only because of the freshness of it.
I can't believe you'd never heard that before.
We got to retire all those old slurs and come up with a brand new one.
I'm sure the bird from Aladdin will get right on it.
I'm all about slur diversity.
The Superman house is in Glenville, by the way. I don't know if it's exactly gentrified or not.
Well, when I say gentrified, I guess what I mean is they tore down a bunch of old houses and they built like brand new ones that are more expensive. Yeah. Because there's a like university down around there and the hospital and shit, so they've been moving in a lot of students and whoever shit like that. Big incentive programs.
There.
So.
Yeah, we should do a field trip there. I was really hoping that we could talk you into Uber Eats delivering while we podcast so we could critique everybody's order.
Well, the app does, like, it's because it's all like through an app and shit. I don't think it would interrupt all the whole time. Also, I'll just say it's DoorDash. I know they're like a corporation, but I don't fuck them. The nice part about working four jobs is that I can tell any of them to go fuck themselves and still have free jobs.
Fair point. Yeah, I didn't know if there's some kind of HIPAA law regarding like what people get on their fucking Big Macs or anything. Like, you had to keep that confidential.
Privacy. No, but there are some HIPAA laws with the weight I've been put on.
Tell me about it. I'm fat, real fat right now. I mean, to be continued, but it's not getting any better.
I hate that bird more than Bethel, Ohio right now.
It's not even chirping anymore. It's far. The fact you guys can hear that is amazing.
It's, yeah.
It's like the loudest thing I've ever heard.
Give me a second. I'll go inside.
That bird knows exactly where the microphone is.
That's, yeah. It's like, this is my chance to shine.
Jeremy, what's going on? What have you guys been up to on Hate Flow?
Well, we had a couple of Pittsburgh comics on the last 2 weeks. We had Jesse Irvin and Derek Minto. So that was fun. I haven't talked to them in a while. And this coming week, well, that came out on Monday. I'm not sure what's going to happen yet, because like I said, I've been like asleep basically until right now. It's not all good in the hood right now.
Well, the good news is you always look like you just woke up.
Yeah, that helps.
So there's very little, can't really tell.
Yeah. Good for me. One of these days I'll get a second producer for Hayflow that just does all the work for me, so that all I have to do is push buttons. But now is not the time.
I got distracted. Someone just sent me a meme that said how cops take out their trash, and it was a bunch of pallbearers carrying a cop's casket.
Yeah. Only good cop's a dead cop. Yes, we know. I'm surprised how many people that I'm friendly with that have cop dads. But then anytime they make me mad, I'm like, oh yeah, it's because they have a cop dad. They're part cop, so they're imperfect.
I can't think of any. Do I know them? Oh, I think I know one.
You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know, 4 off the top of my head. You know.
Oh, well.
Hey, you can't pick who your dad is.
Strange times.
I mean, yes, you can. You could become an emancipated minor as soon as you're smart enough to know that all cops are bastards.
Even your dad?
Yeah. You know, you watch your mom get slapped around a few times. You're like, all right, I'm out.
Oh, fair.
You know, the one graffiti thing I've seen that made me laugh was someone had spray painted, you know, that all cops are bastards, ACAB, and then someone spray painted over it, she's lighting a smoke and he's calling a cab.
That's my personal favorite.
It's pretty good.
This is meme talk on Ad Hominem Attack Show. Meme talk of Chris Paul.
You get a meme of the week going.
Well, that was graffiti talk, I guess. It's a meme. It's just a picture of graffiti. A real life meme, if you will. Physical meme.
I've been trying to cut down my social media because fuck it. It sucks.
I only use TikTok.
You want that's even worse. TikTok's the worst. They're spying on you, bro.
Don't kill my vibe.
What kind of brownie was that?
I give a lot of credit to TikTok for trolling the Trump rally, reserving all those seats for it and shit.
That's what AOC said. Like, it was totally just not kids, I don't think. That was the cover.
I mean, whoever did it, good on them.
Yeah, it was sweet. It was funny. It was very funny.
Good prank. It resulted in one of the saddest pictures of a president I've ever seen.
The saddest. I can't think of another one that was worse.
They could have a picture of Lincoln with the bullet in the back of his head, and he probably wouldn't look as sad. the Zapruder film has happier vibes.
Is he doing another one of these rallies? Is that happening?
I mean, it's a campaign season, so election year, so I imagine he's going to do them all summer.
Well, he's been doing them for 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, he never stopped campaigning. He's always been, he's been doing fundraisers for this election the whole time. And also getting impeached, looking for dirt on opponents and shit. It's like from the second he won, it's all been about winning again.
Well, of course, it's how you set the dynasty into play, dude.
Yep. Eric Trump, 2024.
Nah, dude, it's going to be Ivanka, dude. First woman president. That's what it's going to be. It'll be him for him, and then it'll be 4-8 years of her, and then, like, there's got to have to be somebody they can fill in, and then it's going to be Emperor Baron forever and ever. Amen. I think that's my prediction. It's Emperor Baron. I probably will be dead before then, but...
I feel like at some point before Barron runs for president or just is appointed president, they're going to add Von to his middle name. So it's President Barron Von Trump.
I mean, that's a sick ass name if you had that Von, though. It's just... Yeah, you almost sold me on him. Just like that.
What if that is, like, 30 years from now, he's, like, the super, super liberal, like, he's a Kennedy type and shit, and he just campaigns, like, his campaign slogan is, fuck my dad, yo.
Or at that point, nobody's really going to care about their dad. Those people will all be dead. You know, he's going to be running against his sister.
I think he'll be hated for 100 years.
Yeah, maybe. Wow, I don't know.
Oh, shit, that's a real swerve, Kyle, if it's like Trump versus Trump.
That's what I mean, yeah. If Barron goes liberal and becomes the savior, that's a real underdog story.
Yeah. We need to befriend this kid and, like, maybe...
Yeah, that's possible. That's realistic. Let's become friends with Barron Trump.
Maybe they can make one of those deals. Like, I read the the real history of the guy Dracula was based on. And him and his younger brother, was sent to, like, a warring kingdom to be raised there. And then, like in some weird exchange, it's in a lot of stories and shit where, like, they exchange kids to, like, make a ceasefire in a war, and then, like, you know, I don't know, they turn against each other and shit like that. What I'm saying is that I think the Obamas should raise Barron Trump the rest of the way, and or we should get Barron and, like, an Obama daughter to marry each other. To create the new, like, president.
That poor girl.
Yeah, she just wants to do ecstasy at Coachella, man.
Yeah, man.
She doesn't want to be a part of the family murder business.
To be fair, that might be all Barron wants to do.
You're right. We don't know. Barron might not be evil.
He might be hanging out with his, like, his mom's cool boyfriend more than his dad. Because that was the rumor that she was, she has a boyfriend that's, like, that was a body, like, working as a bodyguard for them. That's why she stayed back in New York.
Sorry, my dog was barking. I think everybody went on mute there for a minute. Yeah, I don't know.
I was here holding it down.
Yeah, just talking about. So wait, so Melania has a bodybuilding boyfriend?
A bodyguard. Like, he was hired as security at Trump Tower, and it, like, she, that's actually her boyfriend. And Trump is just like, it's like a, you know, a for show marriage.
Yeah, that's very believable.
Basically, she's a beard.
Ooh.
Imagine being such a disgusting straight dude that your wife is just a beard.
Like, I'm sure they did it a couple times back in the 80s when she was very young.
Yeah, before she was of age.
And then he said, you know what, you can come along for the ride.
Yeah. Hey, I think Jeremy died.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I think it actually happened on the podcast.
If you say this and it happened, man, I'm going to feel kind of bad.
You think
but it would definitely be on brand.
Do you really think he had enough time to, like, figure out what was happening and mute himself?
Yeah, maybe before he went to the bathroom.
No, yeah, I think Jeremy's going to see it coming miles away. I think he's going to have time to, like, sit down and have his last smoke.
No, oh, yeah, he was like, I can't. He's like, I can't just, like, close out. I'll end the podcast. I can't interrupt the podcast with my death.
Just he's just taking a shit. He's taking a boring, no cell phone shit right now.
Stare wistfully into the sky.
Shut the fuck up.
He's probably sitting just behind view, like, fucking.
Oh, he's alive! Contest. He's alive!
Cool! Jeremy's not dead! Woo!
I thought I was gonna
Boo.
Die. But...
No!
No.
Man, you look sweaty.
I don't feel good. At
Nick
all.
Just caved him in.
If only.
Are you running a fever?
I don't think so.
Hey, you're good.
Bro, if you get fucking COVID after we've been having fucking meetings.
Yeah.
Goddamn mad. You went to fucking Outback. I'm going to fucking. If you get COVID, I'm going to fucking. I don't care how bad you get. I'm going to call you every day. I'm going to be like, dummy, idiot. I hope you're just like regular sick, though, Jeremy. Don't get COVID, please.
Yeah, I don't want to get COVID and give it to anybody. Yeah, that's trying to do the least dangerous things possible. So.
I feel you. It's hard. We're humans.
Yeah.
I like to be, like, angry at everyone and be like, you're all fucking dumb idiots, but... You know, those are just fleeting feelings, whatever.
Yeah, I forget my mask a lot. Like, when I go into the store, I turn around to go back to get it maybe 60% of the time that I forget it. Otherwise, I just white knuckle it.
This mask is to protect you. As long as everybody else is wearing a mask, you're cool, but they're not.
Exactly. That's what sucks.
Oh, they're saying the mask thing. My doctor told me it was bullshit. So, like, we talked about this last week, I think. So,
yeah.
I was like, all right, well, there's one.
I don't believe it. And, like, yeah, I don't know, man. It's so frustrating. I don't know what to believe.
Well, that's
so
it. You don't.
So,
you don't
so I just don't. So I just, I'm like, okay, like, I'm just going to try not to be near anyone who's going to breathe heavy on me. Ugh, this dude at the grocery store was so close behind me. Just look at fucking peaches. I was so goddamn mad. Ugh.
Just watch Michael Rapaport videos and believe whatever he says.
He says What's Cleveland sucks. Stance? Fuck him.
He says what?
He says Cleveland sucks. Fuck him.
I mean,
it's because of LeBron, though. He's got a LeBron vendetta.
Has anyone told him about the Superman house? Maybe that'll change his mind.
Maybe.
The superhumans.
Anyone outside of Cleveland, all they think of is like Drew Carey and the Rock Hall of Fame.
No, they think LeBron. They think basketball, sports, I'm assuming.
Yeah, LeBron probably, just even more so than any specific sport. I mean, obviously basketball, but I think his celebrity has surpassed the specific thing.
You're probably right.
I've heard people trash Cleveland for the po' boy. I didn't know that was a Cleveland Cleveland thing, and I don't know if I've ever had one. I might have. Like, I don't really fuck with it.
It's decent. I just don't like barbecue sauce, so I don't care.
Yeah, I mean,
let's fuck with it.
Let's be honest. It's just a sandwich with fries and barbecue sauce. It's not a. I mean, if Cleveland came up with that, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, I always thought it was like more of like a corned beef place, and I was like, all right. I can roll with corned beef, but that's just like anywhere where you have like, I don't know, Western European fucking migrant towns and stuff. They have corned beef. Everywhere is selling corned beef.
Well, wasn't Cleveland like there's a lot of Hungarians in in Italian. So like the main immigrants to Cleveland in the old days.
Well, there's like Slavic and Polish too. Like those are both big potato face having fucking immigrants that we've had. That's why everybody looks like dumps here.
Yeah. See, Jeremy muted. I thought he would start talking more if we started ragging on different ethnicities.
Sorry, I'm like really not doing good.
All right. Fuck. Well, what are your symptoms?
I feel like I'm going to die.
All right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is the podcast going to ruin Dylan's surprise?
No, I don't think so.
He'll never hear this.
I don't think this is going to ruin anything.
Yeah, he only listens when there's like when we're making notes for Jew and Lawyer.
Oh yeah, and he's a big fan.
Welp. Y'all got anything else?
Ah, I got nothing. Jeremy, hang in there. Or don't. Try.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do.
Well, Jeremy, it's been nice knowing you.
Jeremy, give out your address so we can have people mail you hang in there cat posters.
I'll pass on giving out my address, thank you.
Okay. What if I said hang yourself cat posters?
Still. I'm no Radio Joe.
Have y'all seen any weird nooses hanging around your mechanics or anything?
Nah, man.
Nooses that are not nooses.
They're like, it's been there for 3 years, and I'm like, again, not surprised.
I always love that when Yeah, like, because it's been there before now, that makes it okay. He's been living in fear for 3 years. Why are you mad about it all of a sudden?
Yeah, nothing ceases to amaze me anymore. Is that right? It's just, all right, what happened in the news today? Oh, no shit.
Well, I think that's the show for the week. We're just wading through 2020. This bullshit. Getting by, keeping the show going and shit like that. We're going to talk more about Bobby George, with more research and more vitriol.
Do we know anybody that works there or has worked there?
Well, that's what I want to find out. Yeah, maybe we'll have someone on to get us sued for slander. Although I would love to have to go into court and defend Iron Pete calling this guy a piece of shit publicly. Bobby George, I fuck him in the street. I make him weigh in before a match in Madison Square Garden.
Iron Pete.
All right. Send Jeremy get well cards virtually online since he won't give out his address because he's bitch made.
He is bitch made.
It's not just my house. If that makes me bitch made, then I'm just a bitch made good friend.
Like Nick couldn't defend his docile with his fucking West Virginia Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, somebody shows up there and I challenge you to a duel.
Who is
that? He sets up my honor.
He says booby traps. Home?
Walk 6 paces and then I'll smack you with a glove. All right. That'll do, pigs.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.